Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
What do you actually think, though, that when we get to training camp next month? Last year was simple. Three-peat. The players didn't necessarily talk about it as much, but they were talking about winning. Some did. But they talked about just, hey, when we had guests on, we had different players on. They said it's not so much the three-peat. It's just go win a Super Bowl. It just happens to be the third. But they all knew it was at stake. This year, are we going to hear, like, proving that that wasn't us, that we're still here? What do you think the theme is? Because I think from the outside, I don't know if they'll say it, the first 2 weeks of the season and early on in the year, it's going to be about reminding everybody that, hey, we're still here, basically. Don't count us out. Don't forget about us just because we looked like crap in the Super Bowl. That's what the first few weeks are going to be about from the outside. At least that's how I think. I don't know if they're saying that. I think Patrick Mahomes clearly is going out there to remind people the first few weeks that, hey, don't forget about us.
I think so. And you heard what last week we had fun with it when the players were talking, you know, at the last mini camp. You know, the question was asked with Patrick what he does with his rings. They got their AFC championship rings. They were basically just treated like toys around there because they collect the real things, right? I mean, they did poo-poo it. They did. Mahomes goes, I made a joke. Puts the winning ones in the safe and puts the other ones on top of it. Kelsey.
Drew puts his on the nightstand and loses them.
Drew.
Yeah.
I found out that Matt McGolan actually keeps his very close to the vest because he came in studio. He actually likes those. And I get him, he collects rings. But Kelsey, you know, unless you win the Super Bowl, I love that attitude. But I guarantee you when they get in the tent, you're going to hear it so much. Because last year, the media was all driven. Say three-peat, man. Say it. Some bought into it, some didn't. But this year will be vengeance tour. We got to get it. They can say it. Again, they can say it. The Chiefs have the right to say it. To get back and reclaim what was theirs. I mean, they're going to be asked about it. Mahomes will talk about it, I'm sure. Kelsey will be asked about Chris Jones, you name it. The bad taste in their mouth from the Super Bowl, that will be brought up at nauseam.
I agree with that.
At nauseam, that'll be brought up.
Joking about the vengeance part, but like I'm with you on just in general. Yeah, it's about reminding everybody that, hey, this isn't over yet. This run is not over yet. It might look a little different. Andy Reid's still the head coach. Travis Kelce's got a year left. Chris Jones is still here. Mahomes is just now turning 30. This thing is not over. The wide receiver room potentially will have everybody available. That's why I really think it could be a lot of fun the first couple weeks if the Chiefs do what I think they might be capable of doing. And that will be like, oh, crap. Looks like it's another year of Kansas City being the top contender in the American League, in the AFC. You know, that's what they have a chance to go out and do.
For years, they've been counted out. I mean, even go back 2 years ago. Remember, there's a crossroads game. Raiders on Christmas Day. Chiefs looked like crap. That was a terrible game. Looked like crap. Then the doubt came in, and people really started putting takes out there. They're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, that was the common thought. They weren't going to make it. Then they had the Bengals without Burrow the week after that, and they talked about that being a pivotal game, and I agree, because two roads, dynasty or downfall. It depends on what they were going to do and how they were going to act, were they going to go out and win, and they did. And then they parlayed that to one of the best postseason runs we've ever seen.
Same thing applies to this year, though, right? Don't you agree? Like, if this team were to get off to a bad start, I'm not saying they will, I'm not saying they won't, but if they were to get off to a bad start, and they lost to the Chargers opening night, can you imagine the overreaction?
Then you get the Eagles in week two. I mean, it's tough.
If they lose in Brazil to the Chargers, the national narrative, and look, they'll be panicking Kansas City too. Like we've gone through this enough to see what the text line will be like. But like
meltdown.
But can you imagine what the narrative is there? People will say, "See, this is just who they are." I mean, people, you think they're counting them out? You think people are counting them out now based off of the Super Bowl? If they lose in Brazil, man, it's going to be at a level we haven't seen during this run.
The Chiefs are counted out every time they lose. I used to tell people on the post game show, I was like, you know what? After the Chiefs lost, I said, "Don't go home and flip on the NFL Network. Don't flip on ESPN. You may stay away from ESPN NFL Live this week because they're going to talk about the downfall. And last year it was so bad that this was the discussion when they'd win. Because they had those one-score games and blocking the field goal against the Broncos. Oh, they should have lost that one. So instead of Chiefs losses, they had to go by Chiefs wins because they weren't winning by enough style points, not cute enough wins. So people had to find something to complain about. Yes, the sky will be falling if the Chiefs lose the game. And that ought to drive them more. Because I think the Chiefs, this offseason's been the perfect fodder for them. I've told the story back when Danny Parkins and Carrington were doing a show. And they brought on Christian Colon when the Chiefs were on the run. The Royals were on the run. See, I did it too. Were on their run in 15. Because everybody was talking nice things about the Royals. They were blowing smoke at them. Like, you know, butterflies and everything. Everything's fine with the Royals. Everybody wrote nice articles. Except one guy didn't. He wrote that the Royals are going to have a regression, go back to like third or fourth in the division, not be good. What do you think was the one thing the Royals put on their wall? Christian Colon said that article was it. You have to find that one thing. The Chiefs don't have to look far. Just turn your computer on and it's doubt. It's doubt. Look at their social media or whatever. Just the fan bases, the hatred towards the Chiefs, the radio hosts that are going out there and their hot takes and saying the Broncos are going to win, the Chiefs are going to fall. But they say it every year. And that drives this team. I don't think people realize the Chiefs live on that stuff. Like, if you throw that out there, you're not hurting them. You're helping them because they take that stuff to heart. There's no team that I think knows more about what people say about them, and they won't admit it, than the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs clearly understand. I just think every team knows what people are saying. I don't know if they're any different
in that regard. I mean, if we're just saying athletes acting like they don't hear what anybody said, they all know. They all know it. Some do a better job of making sure you think they don't know. But whether it's the Chiefs, whether it's Cincinnati, so the difference is, what do they do with it? If you're arguing the Chiefs have quote unquote done more with it,
fuel and do good with
sure,
it.
That's a different conversation. But in general,
it works.
Every single team, I don't
it's
care whether you're the Giants, whether you're the Tennessee Titans, it doesn't matter. Like, everybody hears it with social media nowadays. You may not actually tweet, you may not actually post things on Instagram, but you see it. There's no way any of these athletes don't see what is said about them. There's just no chance. Some just do a good job about hiding it.
Or your friend texts you from across the country and says, hey, did you just see what so-and-so said? Did you just hear what Colin Cowherd said?
Bink, I'm sure Josh Allen's sick and tired of losing to Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs because he knows every year it's a conversation. That doesn't mean he's not trying hard. You know, I think he's trying harder than anything to beat Patrick Mahomes.
He's still America's darling, though. Despite all that, they still love him until they hate him. Once you're good and you've proven you're good year after year, they'll hate you. Watch the Eagles. They'll start getting a lot of hate themselves. They will. And how you deal with that hate? How will you deal with when people turn from liking you to hating you? It happens.
Yeah, I got you, man. You're good. Yeah, it happens to everybody, Bank. You're right. I mean,
Go drink something for a second.
No, it happens to anybody. The Chiefs were likable. We all knew that at one point in time, and then until they started winning. This happens in sports all the time. There's a lot of reasons why why things can shift quickly. Most importantly, you win, people start hating you. It's just, we love underdog stories in sports. The minute you're winning all the time, people don't like you.
I can only imagine if the Niners would have had somehow Purdy had won those two Super Bowls. People would hate Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
People will hate the Eagles because of just the brashness of Sirianni.
Well, Nick Sirianni is easy to hate.
And the Eagles weren't popular last year anyway.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
They weren't popular last year anyway. There's a lot of people didn't like the Eagles for the brashness.
That's Sirianni.
Once they win, it changes things.
That's just Philadelphia. I'm reading the text line. That's just Philadelphia and East Coast sports fan arrogance. Someone says, Bink, man. Bink, someone get this man some water. He's so passionate, he's getting choked up.
I love the huge Homer take on every topic. This one here's funny because you know my reaction to the Josh Simmons pick. That was not a Homer reaction. That was not.
You're good, man.
That was not.
913-586-796.
This idiot hadn't seen it.
Someone said Bink swallow his chew.
No. Just got tongue-tied, man.
You're good, man. 913-586-7965.
You all started stuttering like me, Bink. You're going crazy.
I was like, go get some water, man.
Get another beer.
Get some beer. Maybe that'll help.
We have some?
There's a lot back there.
Someone said, Gold, how can I capitalize financially on people sleeping on the Chiefs from a betting angle? Well, there's two areas right away that I think are interesting. One, the Chiefs are only -110 to win the AFC West this year. That has not been the number in recent history. And it goes back to the lasting image of the Super Bowl. A lot of years, the Chiefs have been -280, minus 400, if not bigger. And I think we all recognize this division is in a really good spot to be competitive and all that. But at minus 110, if the Chiefs beat the Chargers week one, you're not seeing minus 110 the rest of the season. So it's as good of a number as you can get right now. And then the other one is like, it's very, very difficult to win a Super Bowl. I'm not breaking any news here. But the fact that the Chiefs, who have done as much as they have and have the same head coach, the quarterback that's just now really in his prime, the fact that the Chiefs are 7.5 or 8 to 1 to win the Super Bowl, it's amazing value for a team that has all they do is get to AFC title games. You feel like it's a lock that they're going to get to that game. 7.5 to 1 for the Chiefs. That's a bet. Again, if the Chiefs start 2-0, you're never going to see 7.5 to 1 for the Super Bowl the rest of the season.
And Andy Reid's like, I always love the over-unders. Andy Reid's with the Chiefs, just 2 years ago, is 11.5 wins a year. That's his average.
Mm-hmm.
His worst year in Kansas City is 9-7. That is his worst. So he's now like 12.5 games a year since they've expanded the schedule. That's what you get from Andy Reid. It's almost a guaranteed 12 wins.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. Oh, it's going to take a step back. Well, he hasn't. He just doesn't do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.